Country Pop FM.
Hey, on today's Bob Almanac, Neil actually has some help as you're sticking around. Although yesterday you were especially lucid.
Was I?
On the Bob Almanac yesterday. Feisty and lucid. Thursday, September 23rd, it was the and is the 266th day of the year, 99 left to go. So we're under the triple digits now, under a hundo.
Home stretch.
That's what they call it. 1779, John Paul Jones, who was the commander of the American warship Bonhomme Richard, which means good-natured fellow Richard. Did you know Bonhomme is French for good-natured fellow?
I did not.
You do now. And he was quoted as saying, "I have not yet begun to fight," as he defeated the British. John Paul Jones was an American hero.
He was.
And I have not yet begun to fight as one of the quotes that built America. They should now History Channel should do that. They're doing everything else that built America. They should do one of the quotes. And as far as me, quotes that built, can you come up with a quote that built America?
Well, what about Nathan Hale? We just had him. "I regret that I have both but one life
to give."
To give.
How about "I'm not a crook"? Another one that built America, "Kiss my grits."
Right.
And then there's this one.
Let me just quote the late, great Colonel Sanders, who said, "I'm too drunk to taste this chicken."
And then, of course, "These pretzels are making me thirsty." Another one of the quotes that built America.
I think "nip it in the bud."
The planet, you know, some of those are catchphrases, but if you put them in quotes, anything's a quote.
Right.
The planet Neptune, discovered by a German astronomer, 1846. Can we check, Azure, can you check, is Neptune still a planet?
You really didn't want me to?
No,
like...
no, I'm just joking. Because, you know, Pluto was a planet, and then it's not, and then it is again, then it's back. Poor Pluto.
It's always going to be a planet to me, Pluto.
Right. Put Pluto right into the category as President McKinley, where the mountain's is no longer named after President McKinley.
Right.
Up in Alaska. You can put Pluto right back into that category. 1862, Otto von Bismarck. He had a battleship named after him, the Bismarck. Well, I was going to say, I think he's very fond of pastry, so I'm pretty sure the Bismarck. When's the last time you've had a Bismarck?
I just had one.
I'm much more partial. If I had a choice between a Bismarck and an apple fritter, I'm getting an apple fritter.
I'm sorry. Apple fritters, but...
Apple fritters, Azure? What are your thoughts on that?
Apple fritters, yeah.
Okay.
I'm with you on that.
Otto von Bismarck, appointed Prime Minister and Foreign Minister of Prussia by King Wilhelm I. It was kind of the start. You know, Prussia eventually turned into Germany, as you know, Neil.
Mm-hmm.
1952 here this date in the recording session, the whole deal.
Elijah was a wooden Indian standing by the door.
Hank Williams, his last recording session before he would leave this world. He recorded this. He recorded "Your Cheatin' Heart" and "Take These Chains From My Heart," among others. But those are probably the three best-known songs that came out of that recording session.
He always wore his Sunday feathers and held
He'd only be around for a couple more months.
1952, this date, Hank Williams. Also, same day.
And Rocky Marciano is the heavyweight champion of the world. Rocky Marciano.
And the new heavyweight champion of the world, Rocky Marciano.
I think you get the bit there. Rocky Marciano, the original Rocky, came before Rocky the Squirrel, won the World Heavyweight Boxing Championship. He knocked out Jersey Joe Walcott.
Sure.
And then eventually Floyd Patterson would become the champ. And then, wasn't it Sonny Liston? Then it was Cassius Clay.
Yep.
Yeah, who then changed his name to Muhammad Ali. 1952. 52, very active today on today's Bob Almanac, because we have another 52 occurrence.
One other thing I probably should tell you, because if I don't, they'll probably be saying this about me, too.
I'm not a crook.
We did get something, a gift, after the election.
This is 20 years before that.
Oh, okay.
A man down in Texas heard Pat in the radio mention the fact that our two youngsters would like to have a dog. And believe it or not, the day before we left on this campaign trip, we got a message from the Union Station in Baltimore saying they had a package for us. We went down to get it. You know what it was? It was a little Cocker Spaniel dog in a crate that he'd sent all the way from Texas.
And Neil, you know what they named that dog, right?
Yep.
Not chess. Not Parcheesi. Checkers. Yes, indeed. Checkers. This is perfect for Azure.
Yeah, I'm like,
because there's a dog, you know, they rescued it and they sent it to the Nixons, and Pat was there. They were all excited, and Richard was afraid that people would accuse him of illegal finance, campaign financing by accepting a dog.
Right.
Which I don't even know. I think as an NCAA athlete, until maybe they changed the rules, you probably couldn't accept a dog
probably
as a gift.
Even though they would cost you more money than they're probably at some point.
Dick Nixon, 52. Now, this is 1962. What time is it?
It's TV theme time, of course.
The first program to air in color on ABC.
What a great theme.
Even Azure, as much younger as she is than both of us, remembers the Jetsons.
I do.
Daughter Judy. What was his wife's name here? I'm gonna quiz you. Daughter Judy. His wife.
Jane.
Neil.
Cheated.
Neil just cheated. He's Neil's
Jane, his wife.
Oh yeah, okay, there we go.
Jane, his wife. Oh, wait a minute.
What
Neil
about the dog.
Rastro. Neil is a
cheater.
Azure is a
cheater.
Yeah, he's giving me some hints.
Jetsons debuted on this date. That was 1960. It was only on like 2 years. Not that many original episodes, but it lived on and on.
Yeah. Do you know what year that was?
1962.
But
Jetsons
premiere.
Do you
know what year it was showing back in the day when they
were? Well, it showed for years and years and years because it was on when I was on.
I don't know what year in the future were the Jetsons.
Yeah. I don't think they ever said.
So I looked it up. 2062.
2062.
We're getting closer.
That's almost the same year that they developed warp drive in the Star Trek universe. First Contact, the Vulcans show up. I think it's maybe 2063, Neil.
Okay.
So think about that for a moment.
Wow.
Would you?
The 2060s are going to be quite impressive.
So you just added that tidbit?
Yeah.
That's more than Neil has added in a month.
All right.
During this day
my
in history.
My job is now in jeopardy.
Yeah. So that was the Jetsons, 1962, and 77 big doings on TV on Charlie's Angels.
Oh, boy, I don't know who's more irritating sometimes, you or that mythical boss of ours.
Hello. Oh, good. Send her in. Oh, ye of little faith.
Maybe we will work with her, and maybe we won't. Did you hear that?
Yes.
Hi! Well, I'm here.
Who is it, Neil? It's Cheryl Ladd.
Taking over for Farrah.
Whose feather game is pretty good. Not quite Farrah Fawcett-like, but
not
she replaced
shabby.
It Farrah Fawcett. She replaced who Jill was Farrah Fawcett. Yeah. Cheryl Ladd came in as Chris, her sister, right?
I believe that is correct, yes.
So Cheryl Ladd, 77, 92. She's not 77 years old, but in 1977, Cheryl Ladd came on Charlie's Angels, and I don't think they missed a beat, really.
Nope.
She was very good.
To some, it was a miracle on ice. A 20-year-old woman playing goal in what had always been a man's game. Somehow, Manon Riom didn't look out of place.
When you have this passion, you want to go higher, and you want to try what you can do during a big game.
Manon Riom played goalie in an exhibition game for the Tampa Bay Lightning on this date in 1992. Call it a publicity stunt, whatever, call it what you want, but she hung in there.
Mm-hmm.
She faced 9 shots, gave up a couple of goals against NHLers. She went on to play a little minor league hockey on the men's side, one of the best women's goalies ever. Manon Riom, 1992. Let's move on to 94.
Send you here for life. That's exactly what they take.
I believe in two things. Discipline.
Help me, judge!
And the Bible. Here you'll receive both.
That was just before they all got de-loused, I think, right?
Right.
I came to Shawshank Prison in 1947.
Why'd you do it?
I didn't, since you asked.
You can fit right in.
I must admit,
Shawshank Redemption just broke the record for the most number of showings on cable TV, I think, this past weekend on AMC.
More than Taken?
Yeah, it's on constantly. So okay. Shawshank Redemption release this day, Tim Robbins, Morgan Freeman. Movie. It's a good movie. There's a reason they show it over and over and over again, right?
Yeah.
They don't show Ishtar over and over and over again, or Tron.
No.
1999, Qantas Flight Number 1 overruns the runway in Bangkok during the storm. What was significant about this, it's not even really a crash, but the worst crash ever to this date in Qantas history. And, of course, Rain Man knows that.
All airlines, 135, all airlines have crashed at one time or another. That doesn't mean that they are not safe.
Qantas.
Qantas?
Qantas never crashed.
Qantas?
Never crashed.
Rain Man knows.
That's going to do me a lot of good, Ray.
Yeah.
You see, Qantas doesn't fly to L.A. out of Cincinnati. You have got to get to Melbourne.
Australia.
Melbourne, Australia, in order to get the plane that flies to Los Angeles.
You better charter that boat, Charlie Babbitt. I need to see Rain Man soon. That's a good movie, too, speaking of movies. Yeah.
This is not the ending I want. Now you've done it, Hill. You'll never get it back. Just watch me.
Susan Lucci, it's not the ending you want, but it's the ending you deserve. And again, we lead the market as far as saying goodbye to soap operas. Nobody salutes the last episode of soap operas better than we do.
I would have to
agree.
There's
no argument there because all my children, 41 years, Neil, came to an end on this date on ABC.
Sad day.
It was 2011. And 2015, 6 years ago, Pope Francis canonized Father Junipero Serra, the first time a person has been made a saint on American soil.
Huh.
2015. You know who the next person to be canonized should be? You know who?
Me?
Father Guido Sarducci.
We got the some Italian people. They got 40, 50, 60 miracles to their name. They can't get in just because they say there's already too many Italian saints. And if this woman comes along with three lousy miracles. I understand that two of them was card tricks.
2015, Guido Sarducci needs to be sainted,
good.
Right?
Yeah, that was
All
good.
All right, we have birthdays now. Are you hanging with us, Azure?
I am.
Okay.
Though the girls I love, brother.
So this song proved that Willie Nelson would do a duet with anybody.
I ain't gonna make a hit of it.
Scooby-Doo, he could do Biz Markie. Lil Nas X, it just wouldn't matter. Pavarotti. Julio Iglesias, 78. From what I understand, still looking really good. He has aged well. And he continues to maintain that tan.
Amazing.
78 here today. Do you remember Mary Kay Place?
Baby boy.
She had a country hit, but she was also Mary Hartman, Mary Hartman's neighbor and friend.
Oh, yeah.
Mary Kay Place. This song was top five, 1976, called Baby Boy. We've kind of forgotten about it.
Yeah.
74 for her today.
Hey, little girl, is your daddy home? Did he go
in?
Bruce Springsteen is 72 today. Did you have to turn your hearing aid up? I heard you say you could hear it better.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was nice that time when you upgraded from that cone that you just stuck in your ear.
Right.
Eh? Bruce Springsteen, 72 today. This is the song I'm on Fire from the Born in the USA album.
Sure.
So I had a friend that used gasoline on a bonfire, a little fire pit, and burned his leg. And then we had a little event, and I was playing music at it, and I dedicated this one to him. It was his intro song.
No, it was very thoughtful.
Yeah, you know it was. So Bruce Springsteen, the big 72 today.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it. I'm a father. I did it. My boys can swim. I can do it.
George thought he had slipped one past the goalie. It turned out that it wasn't true. No little George Costanza is running around. Jason Alexander. George Costanza, a very talented man. I mean, he's a song and dance man. He can sing, he can dance, and he can play one of Jerry Seinfeld's buddies, Jason Alexander, 62.
Played it very well.
Rapper of the day, Lazy Bone from Bone Thugs and Harmony. Lazy Bone, 47.
I do. That was my jam.
You jammed a Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Did,
can you name one of their One of their raps?
What's the one that, I'm not going to, don't make me rap.
No.
Just name one.
I
don't know.
No, I can't. Can
okay.
you?
No, I can't either.
Okay.
Lazy Bone, 47, and one of the Avengers.
Hey, man.
What's up, Tic Tac?
Good to see you. Tic-tac. Look, what happened last time?
It was a great audition, but it'll never happen again.
He's the Falcon.
Oh, yeah.
He's the Falcon. He's hanging out with the Winter Soldier now on streaming on Disney Plus. He's Anthony Mackie. Happy birthday. Plays Sam Wilson, a.k.a. the Falcon.
Very nice.
43.
All right. On the gone, but certainly not forgotten list, actor Walter Pidgeon. He was in Funny Girl and, of course, one of my favorites, Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea.
What did they find at the bottom of the sea, Neil?
Big creatures.
Unbelievable.
Large octopi. 1897. The very talented, somewhat diminutive Mickey Rooney.
Do you have any idea what I've been through tonight?
What? I said, do you have any idea what I've been through tonight, Gus?
Keep a lid on her, butterscotch. Look.
One of his last roles was on Night at the Museum.
Yes.
And speaking of butterscotch, that's what I picked up for my lunch dessert here today when I picked up lunch at the convenience store. Butterscotch pudding, Neil.
Very nice. Mickey Rooney.
It either means I'm 5 years old or I'm 85.
That's right. Born on this day, 1920, at Night at the Museum. So many others, of course, did the Andy Hardy series.
How about the Mad World?
And with Judy Garland, he did a couple of movies. They were great friends.
They were Knightem.
Yes,
did they ever
were.
Have relations?
You know, we're going to have to check, have Azure check.
You guys are making me do a lot of Googling.
I'll look that up.
Legendary jazz musician John Coltrane.
Some good sax right there.
Mm-hmm.
It's not quite as good as Yaz flute, but it's pretty good.
Not bad. 1926 for Mr. Coltrane. Grammy Award-winning singer and the one and only Ray Charles.
America! I love you, America. Because my God done shed his grace on thee.
I'm getting chill bumps, Neil.
He had a style that was unique. And a talent that
one
was
of a kind.
Unmatched. Ray Charles, the Grammy Award winner, born on this day, 1930.
He influenced country music.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, he released an album of country songs.
Yes, he
sang with Willie Nelson, and he had some country in him.
For sure. For sure. Seven Spanish Angels has to be one of the great
tunes. Did they subtract three?
Because
weren't there originally seven Spanish Angels? Now they're down to four. What happened to the other three?
I said seven.
Oh, I thought you said four.
No.
Didn't he say four?
Don't ask me.
Okay.
Don't look at
all right,
me.
We'll
guys.
Go back.
I gotta stay on.
We will check. Then we'll check the tape. It'll be under review. I'm going to throw the red flag here.
I hope.
And review this play.
Yeah, I wouldn't have known four.
Your staff forgot a couple here.
Fine father you are.
I'm not your father.
I'm glad. The kind of advice you give your son, which I'm not, and I don't intend to be.
Every show needs a dim-witted character, and that was Ebb.
Oh, yes.
On
Green Acres,
yes, indeed. Tom Lester, 1938, and football coach.
There's a gleam, man. There's a gleam. Let's get the gleam.
And I'm not going to get real angry at your staff because Tom Lester died 2020 last year, and Marty Schottenheimer passed away just earlier this year.
Right.
Marty Schottenheimer, just a character.
He was.
Great character as an NFL coach, Browns, Chiefs, Chargers. And he's telling his men there, I think he was the coach of Cleveland then.
There's a gleam.
After Sam Ratigliano, there's a gleam. I think that's what the Vikings need this week to get a victory against the Seahawks. Mike Zimmer's got to get him in the huddle, get him in a group and say, go get that gleam.
Wasn't that a toothpaste?
There was a toothpaste. Gleam as well. And maybe that'll help them to the victory.
It might indeed.
It might shine up their teeth so much that the lights at U.S. Bank Stadium will deflect off of their teeth and blind Russell Wilson. What do you think of that as a defense?
I go gleam.
Yeah.
All right.
They're
all gone.
Gone.
But
not
forgotten. Azure gets to pick.
Oh, that's right. going to pass easy. On for you the Bobathon.
No, you guys, you can't put me under pressure. I'm still over here thinking about Bone Thugs and Harmony and the song that I couldn't remember. But I did remember.
Well, you got to learn in radio. You got to move on.
This, you get choices. On. You just have to pick one
if
of
you
these
listen,
three songs.
If you listen He'll to the you. Show, if you listen to the show, as soon as Neil hesitates when I ask him a question, I move right on. That's right. What you got to do. You can't,
right,
you can't
I'm
dwell
prepared.
On Bone Thugs and Harmony and Lazy Bone.
So there's I get multiple choices.
Yes, three okay. songs to right, start perfect. A Bobathon. Also, you may have heard of something called a no-repeat workday, Azure. Mm-hmm. There are billboards. Dan Seals, Bop. Garth Brooks, It's Midnight Cinderella. Or Reba, Can't Even Get the Blues. 3 seconds.
I'm going to...
No pressure.
Garth Brooks, I don't know.
Okay.
Broadcasting from the Plow World Power Equipment Studios. KDDG Albany. KDDG HD.